You're listening to Coco Pelli's Lounge, Venus Loves Be a Lady with Valerie Michelle Oliver. Here's Jill Scott. Hear my call.
Here I am again, asking questions, waiting to be moved. I'm so unsure of my perception. What I thought I knew, I don't seem to. Where is the turn so I can get back to what I believe in, back to the old me and God? Please hear my call. I am afraid for me. Love has burned me raw. I need your healing.
This is Valerie Michelle Oliver with Coco Pelli's Lounge. Tonight's feature, or the day's feature, or the morning's feature, depending upon when you're first listening to this podcast, is Venus, Love Be a Lady. I wanted to use a headset to record this, and there's been this terrible buzzing. No matter what I do, this terrible buzzing. So I'm using now the built-in audio. I'm recording on GarageBand. application here on the Mac. So what does this have to do with Love Be a Lady, Venus? Absolutely nothing. Just me wanting to vent. So I thank you for taking the time to let me do so. So on to the podcast. So again, Coco Pelli's Lounge, welcome, Love Be a Lady, Venus. It's all about Venus. One of the things that I've been reading that has partly helped to inspire this podcast was an email that I received from D.K. Brainerd, wordsforthepeople.com. I hope I have that correct, wordsforthepeople.com. You can type that in your browser and get to D.K. Brainerd's website. And again, that's wordsforthepeople.com. And one of the things that DK talks about is this Venus, this extraordinary planet Venus and its transit. When I read this originally, Venus was in Gemini, and one of the things DK was saying is that this particular transit will not be happening for another 100 years. And he also talked about how typically when people are experiencing Venus, they're experiencing her as a beautiful and lovely, and you know, things are a little bit more easygoing. Whereas with this particular Venus this time around, it's not so easy, not so lovely, not so beautiful, that he and his clients have been experiencing some difficulties, some visits back. Maybe this is when she was going retrograde. Some things that have been causing them emotional stress that they have had to revisit that have come up from their past. And one of the things that I've been tapping into is that, you know, Venus and love is not just all, as we like to say, love and light all the time, that Venus does have a shadow. And I like to say that love is good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. Certainly, there are aspects to love, perhaps one could call it the shadow side of love, where there are things like shame and blame and hurt and anger, disgust. There's just so many different shades to love that are not just light. It is said, if we did not know the dark side, how would we know the light side? And one of the things that's so great about life is that, you know, it's life is never dull or tasteless, hopefully, because there's a variety of spices and flavors to it. And it's the same with Venus. So this is a special opportunity for us to own our wholeness as human beings, as unconditional lovers for ourselves and perhaps for others with whom we're in relationship as well. One of the things that I was thinking about is how I can be, I don't know about you, but I can be my harshest judge when it comes to relationships, and particularly love-lover relationships. And looking back, there are things that I wish I'd done differently, and looking forward that I hope will be different. I know that in my past, passive aggression played, I'm laughing a little bit now, but passion aggression played a large and very destructive part in some of my relationships, which actually stem from my beginnings receiving such a confused understanding of love, being a child of abuse of many kinds, and people who said they loved me, treating me in a way that wasn't very loving. So certainly I grew up with a lot of confusion about love, and certainly did act out in some ways with others regarding my relationship. So, you know, I look back at that, and I'm trying actually not to be so hard on myself for the person that I was, and trying to you know, own all of it, and just love it unconditionally. So I have chosen a variety of songs about love that are primarily from the female, the feminine perspective, but they say that Venus is a feminine planet, And I agree. I'm in agreement. That's something that we can decide that we agree or not. But hey, if everybody's saying it, all these scientists, you know, I'm going to join in and say, sure, why not? In the mystical and magical realm, Venus is feminine. So cool. I can hang with that. I like that. So there's primarily females singing about love in all its diversity and variety, and also some male perspective as well. So with that, why don't we take a listen to Venus, Love Be a Lady on Coco Pelli's Lounge. This is the first set. I hope you enjoy it.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. So now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk down.
I'm fine. guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of light complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once. Right, ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I gotta have my bite. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart for drama. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. Mr. On Steel, here I am. I'll march my band down. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm banned off, you'll turn it back, sir. At least I didn't fake it half, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is comer. Rain and
girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, yes, anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home.
sexiest thing on a Saturday night. Got all the girls looking. Your hair is done, your gear is tight. Ladies line up just to testify. Tell me how you do it. Cause they be saying,
mama. dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Don't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free and fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke. That's oak. Hate California. It's cold.
Valerie Michelle Oliver, and you've just listened to the first set of Coco Pelli's Lounge, Venus, Love Be a Lady, being brought to you by Rainbow Rotations, a podcast of the Healing Artist Studio, or Healing Artist Studio. I call it by both names. It's not like an official registered business yet. But anyway, welcome again to this podcast. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up at the Healing Artist Studio, which is pretty much my identity and the entity under which I create. And the first thing I want to tell you about is some sigil or sigil art that I've been focused on for, I'm going to say, for the past month or two. And what are sigils? Sigils are symbols that are created with a belief that there are symbols that are created from a, I'm going to call it a joining or a combination of star or universal energies and earth energies. And I use chunky stones that I've used in my practice and that I use to help me to grow, to expand, to shift, to change, to become aware, to connect. And so I've been playing around with, and I've been focused on what I'm calling on the art and the architecture of co-creation using these sigil symbols. It's sort of a I'm going to call it a combination of an ancient and a modern form, based on ancient symbology, to help us, one, to become the stars that we are, and to help to power our intentions. And I use them personally to power my intentions. And I'm going to be creating these for others in my practice, and also exploring collaborating with visual artists for public exhibition of these sigils, and also installation. So stay tuned to the Healing Artist Studio, which is healingartiststudio.blogspot.com. Always I will be putting links to some of the, or all of the websites and blogs that I happen to mention that are keys to what I call galactic treasure in these podcasts. So stay tuned to Healing Artist Studio about sigils and how I'm using them and how they may indeed benefit you and any kind of art exhibits or installations that are being created that include them. Okay, also coming up via the Healing Artist Studio is a live interview with Eleonora Amendolara, who is the author of a book that I ghost wrote. I'm not such a ghost because I'm cited on the book as the book having been written with me. And the title is Standing Naked in Rose Petals. And what can I tell you about that? You can go to, or you can type in your browser, Standing Naked in Rose Petals, and that will tell you a little bit more about the book. You can read some reviews by other authors about the book. You can go to Amazon and type in Standing Naked in Rose Petals, or type Eleonora Amendolara. Again, I'll have links to this in the description of the podcast. And join us, if you would, for this live interview where Eleonora and I will be talking about the book and how it came to be created. We'll be talking about her story, about her life as a shaman, as a healer, as an alchemist, as a messenger, as a challenger, and just as a divine human being. So the interview is going to be held on Sunday, August 19th at 3 p.m., It will be on my Block Talk Radio show, which is on blocktalkradio.com/creatorsparrot. It's called Creator's Parrot Channel, and you can get to it by going into your browser and typing Creator's Parrot Channel. It will pop right up. So again, that's Sunday, August 19th at 3 p.m., a live call-in show to ask Eleonora questions about the book, about her life. It's a creative nonfiction memoir. And anything else that I want to share during this break? Let's see, I wanted to give you some keywords for this particular podcast, some of the keys or the tags that are important to me to creating this that informed this particular podcast. And I like to do that with podcasts that I create here on Rainbow Rotations in the Healing Artist Studio. And the keys are love, beauty, Venus, full moon, because the moon was full when I first started planning this podcast, astrology, Cancer, home, claim wholeness, occultation, chill, integrating duality, alchemy, shadow, multi-realities, Bimal. Bimal is a Hindu word, actually, that means pure, but it also is an acronym for something that I like to say, which is I often ask in prayer for what is best, ideal, most advantageous, and loving to occur in my life. That's Bimal, B-I-M-A-L, which, again, is also an Indian word, Indian as an East Indian, meaning pure. Other keywords, treasure. D.K. Brainerd, Words for the People. A quote, nothing is, everything is becoming. Heraclitus, who was the person who said it. Another quote, I try to live in a state of becoming, knowing that everything already is. End quote, and that is a quote from Eleonora Amendolara. quote, become the creation, end quote. And that's a quote by me, Valerie Michelle Oliver. Standing naked in rose petals. Unique. Star connection. Chumpy sigils. Music energy. Archangel Ariel and Archangel Metatron. So those are the keys, the tags, the energies that are included and the vibrations that are here in this particular podcast with the music. I like to call these combination cocktails. So this is a combination cocktail. Venus loves the Elite. Okay, so the second set is coming up. And before I mention what the songs are in the second set, I also listened to the first part of my commentary, and I discovered that there were a couple of things that I said, and I want to go back to them very briefly if I can find it. This was like, they were words that I said that, one would say, I guess, that they didn't come out accurately, and, but... Are there mistakes? Sometimes I don't believe that there are any mistakes. And, of course, now I'm having difficulty finding them. And that's okay. So I'm just going to move on from there. I want to give one more quote by D.K. Brainerd from Words for the People, in which he says, quote, denial of the soul and of the shadow only pushes the pain deeper. And he goes on to say, and that, I think, is the particular genius of this Venus transit. As Venus returns through Gemini in direct motion, making an exact hit on the occultation degree of 15 Gemini on July 19th, I believe the answers to at least one of our deepest lifelong questions are becoming available. Gemini is the sign of the mind and of the inherent duality of the psyche. So in order to make ourselves available to the healing Venus wants to bring, we must be willing to look at the other within the self. And that's the end of the quote by DK. Now, occultation, what does that mean for those who may not know? Occultation is like an eclipse. It's when one entity is hidden by another. What's hidden? What's hidden about you? What's hidden about me? Sometimes we have an eclipse force that's hiding something from us, something deep, something that's very important. And that's been happening in my own life. In fact, I had a session today. Actually, I was in an advanced class in which I had a session at Sacred Center for the Healing Arts in Warwick, New York. And I had exactly that happen to me where... there was something that was masking or hiding something deeper regarding what I want to do with my life, and something that was hidden, and I've been having trouble getting to it for so long. But I think that's part of the journey. I was finally ready, and I think a lot of it has to do with what DK talks about, with this the energies that are available, and in this podcast itself, that this podcast honors, makes getting to those things available through the healing that Venus brings. And sometimes, that love can be also tough love. We're talking about the shadow side of love, not just, the light, bright side of love, but there being a spectrum regarding it. And so I am definitely... an example of this energy that's happening now. I also want to give a shout out right now to Marina of Dark Star Astrology, who talks about the new moon in Cancer happening on July 19th as well. So you can visit her site and read about the new moon in Cancer and also about the stars that are also playing a part in this energy, in this Venus energy. And also I like how he talked about the other within the self, and there's a lot more I could say about that, but in the interest of time, I'm not going to. Again, I'm going to refer you to wordsforthepeople.com, and the other actually came up in my previous podcast in relationship to me and my relationship to those words, The previous podcast is called Coco Pelli's Lounge, New Moon, Galactic Treasure. So there's a mention of the other in there. And I have a feeling I'm going to be talking more about it in future podcasts, the other and what that means, how it relates to me, and maybe that will also get you, the listener, to thinking about the other and how you relate to it. Okay, so let's move along to the second set. What's coming up? What's coming up is Frank Sinatra, Luck Be a Lady, The Fabulous Pink Flamingos, Lady Marmalade, Lou Rawls, Lady Love, Carol Wiseman, Where Can I Go Without You, Philip Clark, From Dusk Till Dawn, Lainey Kazan, Blues in the Night, Melissa Etheridge, Come to My Window, a special duet, Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, John Lucien with Creole Lady, another duet, Katie Lang and Tony Bennett, Because of You, and finally we're going to end with Melissa Manchester singing Home to Myself. During this commentary and my musings, we've been listening to Quincy Jones and his orchestra, Along Came Betty. I'd love to meet this Betty. She sounds wonderful. Okay, again, this is Coco Pelli's Lounge, Venus Love Be a Lady, with Valerie Michelle Oliver. Enjoy and embrace the wholeness of love. Be mild.
It isn't fair tonight. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow sisters.
Hey sister, go sister, soul sister, flow.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna hinge,
yeah, yeah.
Come on, mocha, choker, I die.
What? Your lady, mama.
One more time, come on.
Have someone like you who wants the truth and the ease.
like a warm storm.
London town to clear up my mind, then on to Paris for the fun I could find. I found I couldn't leave my memories behind. Where can I go without you?
Enough love, it doesn't even faze me.
Mama done told me when I was in PK. My mama done told me how a man from a sweetheart can give you the big eye. But when that sweet talk is done, a man is a you face to worry something leaves you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train are calling, hoo-wee. My mama done told me, hear the lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee. My mama done told me, hoo-wee do echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry. The moon will hide its light. When you get those blues in the night, take my word, mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. See, no things are wrong and he's right. Ooh, ooh, from Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the far winds blow. But there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, he's a worrisome thing, leaves you to sing the blues in the night. From Memphis to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the far winds blow. Sing the blues in the night.
Because of you, my life is now. and I can smile.